Afton Midview Public Library here to tell us what they've got going on next week and beyond. Tammy, thank you very much for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Very well. Trying to stay dry, although it's a very difficult thing to do because it's been pouring down rain ever since I woke up this morning. Well, Tammy, you guys have a lot of interesting things to do. And, of course, if it's raining outside, what better place to go than the library, right?
That is correct.
Well, what's going on next week? I know you guys have a lot of cool things going on, and it kind of begins with the Inspirational Book Club. On Wednesday, August 9th, you guys will be discussing the Brickmaker's Bride. So what goes on at all these events? I mean, we can specifically talk about this book, but what all goes on at these Inspirational Book Club meetings?
Basically, what happens is the those who are interested in getting in that group will come to the library prior to meeting, and they'll pick up the book, then they'll read it, and then they get together and they discuss their views on how they felt the book was, if it was well written, their views maybe on what the meaning of the book was. It's just a fun and a friendly way for people to get together and spend an hour discussing one particular book.
And that, of course, is a day before Wayne's Legos. Boy, a pretty interesting event. I mean, I was taking a look at some of the stuff he's done earlier. For those who aren't familiar, can you kind of tell us what his program is all about? He's done some really cool stuff.
He likes to put together mosaics with Legos. He's done LeBron James. He's done Spider-Man. He's done Hulk Hogan. He's done many of the Cleveland Indians. I believe he did Jim Tomey. I mean, he's just done it. He calls it plastic masonry. And he will actually be bringing some of those with him. That's on Thursday the 10th at 6:30. People, feel free, call the library to get into that program. I think it's going to be unique and interesting, especially if you're into Lego construction.
Yeah, without question. I mean, that's the kind of stuff you can't see every day, and that really is, it's cool he's bringing that stuff in to show everybody as well.
Right. I think he did Mike Tyson as well, and he actually, we have a picture here of him with Mike Tyson. So, yeah, I mean, just a really interesting thing. I can't wait to see it myself.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. How do you go about getting someone like Wayne to come in and show you that stuff? I mean, I know you look at the work he's done over all the years. It's such an interesting process. But how do you guys go about getting him to come to the library next week? Because I know a guy like Wayne is extraordinarily busy.
Well, you know, you just you have to do a lot of research and do a lot of phone calls. And that's how you get people like Wayne to come on in.
Again, we're talking with Tammy Mullins with the Grafton Midview Public Library here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. A week from Monday, it's the Grafton Midview Public Library Writers Bunch. The group will meet and they'll get together. How did this group form? And what kind of happens at these meetings? I was reading up on this a little bit earlier. It seems like a really interesting bunch.
Well, there's actually a number of authors local authors that get together, and they critique one another. They write. They have homework assignments, and they meet twice a month, so they're a very active group. They learn new skills. They make new friends. They do their assignments. They have a little bit of a snack.
And this is all age groups, correct? This is all different age groups that show up to these meetings. In addition to that, is it a specific kind of genre of authors? Is it just authors that write mystery books, or is it kind of open to everybody?
All genres. And the group actually does have three published authors. I kind of stumbled there because the leader of the group is in the room with me.
They're giving you cliff notes, right? They're kind of shouting some instruction at you.
Right.
Understood. That happens to the best of us. Well, later on this month, you guys have a pretty cool event going on as well. As a matter of fact, it's Thursday, August 17th. It's a program called Dangerously Funny, the Smothers Brothers. Now, they were a little before my time, but what were they all about, and what will we experience at this event?
Were they before before your time, because they weren't before my time. I can remember when they were on TV. There's a gentleman that's going to be coming here, and he's going to be talking about the Comedy Hour. It went from 60, aired during the year 66, 67. And actually, it's going to talk about, you know, we talk about shows these days that cause problems on the air. Well, they're basically going to talk about how CBS struggled with the Smothers Brothers. And, you know, it was one of those shows that was kind of before its time. And, the program is going to chronicle their rise to fame and their fall from grace.
Very interesting stuff, and I'm sure that'll be a lot of fun, too, because, as you stated, that was a show that was long before its time, and it was doing some of the things that a lot of shows today seem to do. But
exactly.
You know, back then, it was a little bit unforeseen, because today, when you see a show that gets a little bit controversial, sometimes shows will do that just in order to show up in the spotlight. But back then, it was way, way different, which should make this presentation pretty fun.
Right. I think a lot of people will be interested in seeing just the issues that they brought up that caused their problems, and it will be it's political satire is what it is, and I think a lot of people will see that everything that happened back in the 60s was pretty similar to what's happening today.
And of course, later on this month, you guys will be at the Lorain County Fair. What will you guys be doing at the fair?
Oh, that's my favorite day of the year. We go out, we man the fair library for the entire day, we give away prizes, we talk with people, we raffle off books every day. All of Lorain County's public libraries take turns manning the library all throughout the week, so you want to make sure that you swing by and say hello.
Well, I've never been to the Lorain County Fair, but I'll be going with the station at the end of the month, so I've got to know, what's your favorite part about the Lorain County Fair? Because I've been told that it's one of the absolute best fairs in the entire state of Ohio.
It actually is. I of course, what can you say? I have to say that one of my favoritest things about the fair is all the food.
I love fair food.
There's a lot of food out there, and it's just fun to go out and see that people have put the time they've put into their handiwork and some of the barns and all the time that the kids spend on their projects, be it animals, sewing, whatever. It's just amazing to see all the hard work that goes into the Lorain County Fair.
Well, we're definitely looking forward to that. And again, the station will be out there a little bit later on this month. Tammy, for our listeners out there wondering where they can go to get more information on some of the events that we've discussed today, where can they go to find out more?
You can visit our website at www.gmplibrary.org, or you can give us a call at 440-926-3317.
Wonderful stuff. Tammy, thank you very much for joining us. We certainly appreciate the time, and we hope that you're able to enjoy at least a little bit of sunshine this weekend.
Oh, thank you so much. You have a terrific day, and come to the library.
Absolutely. Thank you again, Tammy. That's Tammy Mullins of the Grafton Midview Public Library joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We will step aside and take a quick commercial break, but we'll come